This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees through video conferencing today. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Pune Metro section of District Court to Swargate. This marks the completion of Phase 1 of the Pune Metro Rail project. Further, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for Swargate Kathraj extension of Pune Metro. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation Bidkin Industrial Area, a transformative project under the National Industrial Corridor Development Programme of Government of India. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Solapur Airport. The existing terminal building of Solapur has been revamped to serve more than 4 lakh passengers annually. In addition, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the memorial of Kranti Jyoti Savitribai Phule's first girls' school at Bidewada. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Campaigning for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir division, while 24 are in Jammu region. Assembly elections in J&K are being held in three phases. While more than 61% polling was recorded in the first phase and second phase witnessed over 56% voter turnout, counting of votes will take place on the 8th of October. In Bihar, several low-lying areas have been submerged due to massive water discharge from two biggest barrages on Gandak and Kosi rivers. Over the past few days, catchment areas of Nepal and northern Bihar are witnessing heavy rainfall, following which Gandak, Kosi, Mahanadi and their tributaries are swollen. Flash flood alert has been issued in 13 districts. According to the Disaster Management Department, 1,41,000 people have been affected due to floods in 20 blocks in the state. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that Pakistan's policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed and actions will certainly have consequences. He said this while addressing the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York last night. Dr. Jaishankar said the issues to be resolved between the two countries are the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan and the abandonment of its long-standing attachment to terrorism. The External Affairs Minister criticized the neighboring country, saying that Pakistan's misdeeds have affected others as well, especially the neighborhood. The External Affairs Minister said the world cannot be fatalistic about the continuation of violence on a large scale. He said that whether it is the war in Ukraine or the conflict in Gaza, the international community seeks urgent solutions. Following the death of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in a strike by Israeli Defense Forces, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a warning to Iran and asserted that those who target Israel will face consequences. He said no location in Iran or the Middle East is beyond Israel's reach. Twin bomb blasts rocked Mogadishu and the Middle Shabelle region of Somalia yesterday. As per police reports, at least 6 people lost their lives and 10 others were injured in the deadly explosions. In cricket, the start of play between India and Bangladesh has been delayed due to wet outfield on day 3 of the second test match at the Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. Bangladesh was to resume their first innings at the score of 107 for 3 wickets. The day 2 of the test match was called off without a ball being bowled due to rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.